It's time now for How You Built That. And our story this week starts about 9 years ago on top of a camel.
I was on a camel safari in the Thar Desert in western India.
This is Jensen Brehm.
And it was scorching hot. My Scandinavian skin was burnt to a crisp. And then, snap, someone sat on my sunglasses.
His only pair of sunglasses in the middle of the desert. The arms were completely crushed, totally destroyed. But fortunately, the front part of the frame was still intact. So Jensen took a piece of twine and tied it around the hinges to secure what was left of the frames to his head. And it actually worked really well.
They weren't falling down my nose. They didn't fall off as we were racing camels through these sand dunes.
They didn't pinch his head or his ears.
And when I didn't want them on, I could just drop them around my neck or put them in my pocket and not have to worry about breaking them.
Jensen liked the sunglasses so much that when he got back to the U.S., he kept using them. He just took off the twine and replaced it with a leather cord.
And I wore that MacGyvered pair of sunglasses for the next 5 years.
And wherever he went, people noticed them.
Even strangers would come up to me on the street and be like, hey, where did you get those?
And Jensen started thinking, you know, maybe I should start selling these things, like to bikers and backpackers and people like that.
But I just didn't know where to begin. You know, sourcing the materials and finding a manufacturer is such a daunting task.
So Jensen partnered with a friend from college named Nikolai, who knew a little about manufacturing, and the two of them started to call around. They found a company to make the lenses for the sunglasses, but they still needed a really important component, the cord, to take the place of the sidearms.
You know, it had to be soft because it's going around your head and over your ears, but it had to be rigid enough to kind of keep the sunglasses secure. It also had to look nice and elegant, so it couldn't just look like a shoelace.
But the cord they started with was actually a shoelace from a high-end boot company, and it looked really great, but Jensen and Nikolai wanted to make it waterproof.
We would melt cedar beeswax in a pot in my kitchen and dip all these cords in the wax and then bake the cord in the oven for 2 or 3 minutes, pull it out and dab it dry, and then repeat the process.
But in the end, those first cotton cords kind of fell apart, and the guys had to keep looking.
We must have gone through 12 to 15 different cord manufacturers.
And when they finally found the right cord, they still had to find just the right thread for stitching it into a loop.
But the first iteration came out, and it looked like someone had coughed up a hairball onto our cord.
And by the way, at this point, Jensen and Nikolai were under a lot of pressure because they'd already done an Indiegogo campaign and had to assemble 3,000 pairs of sunglasses. And they were doing all of that by hand.
Every pair has 2 cords, so we had to tie 6,000 cord ends, tie them, and then clip it, and then fuse it with heat, and then countersink it in the bead.
After 2 months of working 12 to 17 hour days,
and it was so stressful,
Jensen and Nikolai were finally ready to ship out the glasses. They got some great reviews from outdoor magazines, they got into a few REI stores, and they're doing pretty well online. And they're going to finish their first full year on the market with about $1 million in sales. Oh, and they call the shades ombras.
People always are like, ombras, ombras. It's ombras, because ombra means shade in Italian.
That's Jensen Brehm. His partner is Nikolai Poloni, and they run Ombras out of Seattle. And for every pair sold, they plant 20 trees. If you want to find out more about ombras or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.